U.S. President George W. Bush has mourned the loss of life in fierce battle between American forces and Al-Qaeda and Taliban forces in Afghanistan, but says the U.S. will remain determined.
Thank you.
In Washington, U.S. President George W. Bush expressed confidence that the U.S. will wipe out Al-Qaeda terrorists from Afghanistan.
Our military, combined with the military of our friends and allies, including the Afghans, are still on the hunt. And we encountered a large group of Al-Qaeda type terrorists. And we're bringing them to justice. There's a fierce battle waging. And it's, but we're winning that battle. I'm so sad we lose life. My heart breaks when I think about the moms and dads or wives or children of those who've lost their life. But we defend freedom. And we're fighting for freedom. And we must continue to fight for freedom. And so where we find these killers, we'll bring them to justice. This nation is determined. We are united. We are patient. And we're resolved to defend the values we hold dear to our hearts.
U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told reporters that the resistance was expected and that coalition forces are up to the challenge.
The battle very likely will take some time to play out. I believe that the outcome is reasonably assured that the people who have been in the battle will either be surrender or be killed in the days ahead. The forces we face represent very hardened elements of Al-Qaeda and Taliban, true dead-enders. We expected that they would put up a fierce fight, and they have, and they are, and they continue to do so. But from everything we've seen, the coalition forces are certainly up to the challenge.
There are now at least 53,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Ashima Sharda, ANI.
So, yeah, we're southwest.